我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你又让我们有一次机会来聚集在你面前。
You allow for us another chance to come and gather in thy presence.
主，你何等乐意人常常在你面前有交通。
Lord, how willing you are for a man to always gather together to have fellowship.
因为你乐意把你自己的所有全都向人揭开。
Because you are so willing to reveal all that you are to us.
也把你所有的一切的丰富向人倾倒。
And that you would pour forth all your fullness to us.
主啊，你曾经为我们交出了你的自己。
Lord, you once have given thyself to us.
所以你就没有任何的保留不给我们。
So you do not withhold anything from us.
我们到你面前来的时候，我们有一个请求。
And as we come into thy presence, we do have this request.
求我们的主，你加添我们对你的爱慕。
Lord, we do ask that you add on to us the desire to love you.
加添我们对你的话语的渴慕。
That you will give us a deeper longing for thy word.
主，你就借着在我们里面居住的圣灵来扩充我们的容量。
That you will expand our measure through the Spirit who dwells in us.
让你自己向我们说话的时候，我们里头能盛装得下。
So that as you would speak to us, we would be able to take it within.
主，我们承认我们都是愚昧的人。
Lord, we do confess we are those who are foolish.
我们的想法跟你的想法常常是有好大的距离。
That our thoughts are so far from thy thoughts.
但是主，你要为我们这些人可以在你面前毫无保留地承受你的自己。
My Lord, that you allow for us to without any measure to completely contain yourself.
你就伸出手来叫我们这些人受修理受光照。
So that you would enlighten us and that you would adjust us correctly.
主，我们巴不得我们实在乐意在你的面前接受你的光照和你修理的手。
Lord, may we be those who are willing to accept your lightning and your hand that will prune us.
好让我们这些人都能很准确地活在你的喜悦的里头。
So that we would accurately live in your delight.
主啊，你在过往的日子在你的子民身上所做的。
Lord, all the work that you have done upon your people in the past.
正是提醒我们该如何准确地活在你的面前。
Indeed serves as a reminder how we ought to live correctly before you.
主啊，你帮助我们，除了你以外，我们不夸耀我们有的是什么。
Lord, help us not to boast of anything that we have besides thyself.
也不夸耀我们能的是什么。
And let us not boast what we are able.
你让我们就是单单地仰望我们的主。
But that we only look to thee, Lord.
因为在你没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
Because with thee there is no changing and no shifting of shadows.
你是照着你与人所立的约来做成你在人中间所要做的。
And that you accomplish what you do in our midst according to your covenant.
主啊，我们要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
因为我们纵然失信，你仍旧是可信。
Because even when we believe not, you abideth faithful.
因为你不能背乎你的自己。
Because you cannot deny yourself.
主，我们就是凭着你的信实，放胆到你面前来，
so、Lord,
向你有所要。
According to thy faithfulness, we come boldly into thy presence to request of you.
主啊，我们求你给我们知道寻求你的喜悦。
Lord, that we would know to seek thy pleasure.
也知道如何去满足你的喜悦。
And also to know how to satisfy your delight.
我们求你在晚上你的话语一翻开的时候你亲自向我们说话。
Lord, we do pray as you open up your words to us tonight, you will personally speak to us.
越过人所能说的，你直接说在我们里面。
That you surpass what man is able to speak directly within us.
主啊，我们都在这里等候你。
Lord, we all wait for thee here.
主啊，荣耀你自己的名。
Lord, glorify thy own name.
把造就的恩典显明在我们的中间。
That you would manifest thy grace of edification upon us.
我们将仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们上次在耶利米书第八章的里头看到末了。
Last time we ended up at the end of Jeremiah chapter 8.
我们看到了一个事情非常严肃的。
And we saw a very serious matter.
因为以色列人犹大人好像走到一个地步没有指望了。
Because it seems as if the Judah has gone to a position where there's no more hope.
这个没有指望的感觉是透过以利米个人在神面前所发表的叹息而表达出来的。
And this point of no return and hopelessness is manifested to us through the sighing of Jeremiah himself.
弟兄姊妹，你记得的。
Brothers and sisters, you recall.
犹大人所以在神的面前那样的顽梗愚昧。
That the people of Judah were so foolish and stubborn before God.
那外面固然是因为他们离弃神而拜偶像。
Only is because they forsook God and worshipped idols.
但是在他们的心思里头，却是有几件事情是他们以为是可赐的。
But within their hearts, they had something they thought they could hold on to.
我们提过了，第一，他们以为他们有圣殿。
We mentioned before. First, they thought they had the temple.
神不会弃绝他们的。
That God will not forsake them.
第二
Secondly,
他们以为他们有律法。
They thought they had the law.
他们以为神既然把律法赏赐给他们，神就也不会放弃他们。
They also thought since God gave them the law, therefore God also will not forsake them.
第三，他们以为神是在他们中间。
Thirdly, they thought that God was in their midst.
所以他们可以放肆一点。
So that they can act loosely.
他们却忘记了。
Yet they have forgotten.
神是独一的神。
That God is the God alone.
神不是大的神。
He is not a general God.
其他的神是小的神。
And the other gods were lesser gods.
他们以为神是这样的神。
And they thought God in that way.
但是律法告诉他们说
But the law tells them
神是独一的真神
God is the only true God
不能在神以外再有别神
And you cannot have any other God besides him
但是他们只看现象
But they only saw the phenomenon
他们不看神的话
They did not look upon the word of God
没有留意神已经跟他们说过的话
They did not take note of the spoken word of God with them
那么神一一的指出他们这样的想法是愚昧的。
So one by one, God points out to them their way of thinking is foolish.
也因着他们这样的愚昧，神也让他们明明的知道，他们要被掳到外邦的事情已经定规了。
And God shows them clearly because of their foolishness, the will He has already willed for them to be in exile.
那么这些话，神的百姓。听不进去。
And so these words were not taken in by the people of God.
但是耶利米却听进去。
But Jeremiah heard it.
当耶利米听进去这神这些话的时候。
And when Jeremiah heard these words and that it entered into him.
他里面有一个很重很重的负担。
Within he has such a heavy burden.
也可以说是很重很重的叹息。
We can also say that it was a great and deep sighing.
这一个叹息。
And this sighing.
就把以色犹大他们在神面前那个可怜的光景表达了出来。
Expresses to us the pitiful condition of Judah.
但是也指出了一个很严肃的属灵的问题。
But it also points out for us a very important spiritual issue.
那所以在第八章末了的时候。
So at the end of chapter 8.
耶利米说了几句话很沉重的。
Jeremiah spoke very heavy words.
二十节。
Verse 20.
麦秋已过，夏令已完，我们还未得救。
The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这一句话。
Brothers and sisters, take note of these words.
把耶利米里面的那个绝望都带出来。
It really brings out the hopelessness that is within Jeremiah.
麦秋已过。
The harvest is past.
那也就是说你看英文那边就说出生活的季节已经过去了。
So as you can see in the English translation, the harvest is past.
夏天已经完毕了。
And the summer is ended.
不是在重新耕种的时候了。
So it's no longer a time to re-sow.
一年的收成到现在为止可以说是全没有了。
And so, since the harvest is past, that means the year's harvest has ended.
种植的人都是指望丰收的。
And all those who sow hope and long for an abundant harvest.
但是现在收获的季节过了。
But now the harvest is past.
他们却是一无所有。
Yet they have nothing.
不仅是一无所有。
Not only do they have nothing.
一无所有还是外面看得见的那些事物。
To have nothing is only the external things which we can see.
现在很糟糕的一件事情。
But what is woeful now?
现在不仅是农作没有收成。
Not only is there no harvest for the farm.
更严重的是，我们处在一个非常危险的景地里。
But now we're also living in very dangerous land.
掳掠我们的人已经快来到了。
Those who are going to take our spoil has already come.
正如上文所说的。
And just as it says before.
他们的马的那个嘶声已经听见了。
You can already hear the snorting of the horse.
他们那个部队奔走的那个响声也已经听见了。
And you can also hear the steps of the army coming.
我们处在一个极大的危险的里。
And we're living around danger.
这些危险的光景我们一点办法去都没有。
And yet we have no way against any of these dangers.
所以耶利米就说出了一个很沉重的话。
And so Jeremiah says these very heavy words.
比说出那个时间还要沉重的。
And it's even more heavy than the actual situation.
那说了时间只是说收获的时间过了。
And here only tells us the time frame where the harvest is past.
收成无望了。
There is no more hope for harvest.
但底下所说的呢。
But later as he goes on.
用人的话来讲。
Using man's word.
我们的前途也没有怕指望。
There is also no hope for our future.
时间已经过了。
The time has passed.
我们还没有得救。
Yet we are not saved.
那先知所说的那个得救。
And so the salvation that's mentioned here by the prophet.
是说出犹大能在被掳的那一个情景的里面脱离出来。
He speaks of the fact that the people were able to be delivered from the condition of being in captivity.
神多次的向他们说话。
God has spoken so many times to them.
神指出他们的愚昧。
God points forth their foolishness.
神也警告他们要留意他们的结局。
And God also warns that they have to take note of their end.
但是他们并没有放在心上。
Yet they did not take it to heart.
如果我们回到那个犹大被掳前的历史上面去看。
And so if we look at just the history right before Judah was in captivity.
从约西亚王以后。
After King Josiah.
接连几个王。
The several kings after him.
神都给他们有一些特殊的经历。
God gave them some unique experiences.
就是让他们看见他们所面对的总是被掳。
So that they're able to see their end will be captivity.
约雅敬被掳到外头去了。
From Jehoiakim, he was in captivity.
约雅敬也有条机会要被掳到外头去了。
And Jehoiakim was also having that chance to be in captivity.
那我不知道这个时候是西底家的时候还是哪一个做王的时候。
Now I don't know at this particular time if Zedekiah was reigning or who was reigning.
如果是在西底家做王的时候那情况更糟糕。
Now it was during the time of Zedekiah, it would be even worse.
接连神在他手所做的事上面给犹大非常明显的提醒。
Repeatedly already under the working hand of God, he has given reminders to Judah.
如果你们继续是这样愚昧下去。
If you continue upon your foolishness in this way.
被掳的事情不是只有一次。
Captivity would not only be once.
约雅敬已经去了。
Now, Jehoiakim has already gone.
约雅敬也要去。
And Jehoiakim went and Jehoiakim will also go.
不但约雅金要去
，Not only would Jehoiachin go，
西底家也要去
，Even Zedekiah would go，
带同犹大的所有的精英分子都要一批一批的给掳出去。
Even with all the top people of Judah， they will one by one be led into captivity。
但犹大的百姓好像没有看见这样的那种光景。
Yet the people of God did not seem to have seen this condition。
但是耶利米是有感觉的。
But Jeremiah has this thought。
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters。
所以在耶利米的里面有一个那么重的一个感觉。
So within Jeremiah, there's this such a heavy thought.
麦秋已过。
The harvest is past.
夏令已完。
The summer is ended.
我们还没有得救。
Yet we are not saved.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters。
如果一个在神的面前是与神没有交通的人，他们不会知道这种光景的危险。
For someone who does not have any fellowship with God, they would not know the danger of such a condition.
如果不是活在与神交通里面的人，他们也不觉得这有什么大不了的事。
Unless we live under fellowship with God, we would not treat this as anything great.
但是一个活在神的光中的人
，But for someone who lives under the light of God,
他就觉得这个事情是非常非常的严肃了。
We would feel this is a very very solemn matter.
不能随随便便。
We cannot be casual about it.
如果我们就是这样的下去
，If we continue on this way.
那个结果是非常非常难以想象的。
Then the result would be very, very imaginable to us.
那我们看教会历史。
And so when we look at church history,
好多好多时候。
There are many, many times.
当教会走迷的时候。
When the church has gone astray.
而人以为教会所面对的并不是什么大不了的。那种光景的时候
When man did not think the situation the church was in was anything very solemn.
有少数的人在神的面前是有感觉的。
But there was a small group that has feeling toward this.
他们巴不得教会能苏醒过来。
They are so willing for the church to be awakened.
教会能从愚昧无知在跟随世俗的潮流的情形里面转回过来
，so that the church could turn around from her foolishness and ignorance from following the trends of this world.
但是落在那种光景里面的人呢
？Yet those who are in that situation,
他们以为只有跟上潮流才是准确。
They only think by following the trends of this world that is what is accurate.
他们不理会神的话语是怎么的发表。
They're not mindful of how the word of God is expressed.
他们只是觉得。人家是如此，我们也要跟着。
They only feel that is how everyone else are like, so we must follow.
不然的话，我们就是落伍了。
Otherwise, we'll be outdated.
不然的话，我们就没办法生存了。
Otherwise, we cannot exist.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
认识神的人
，those who know God,
他们都看见一件事。
We all see one thing.
我们能存留，并不是在乎。外面的环境是如何？我们和外面的环境的关系又是如何
？We do not look upon the fact of our living or able to live or existence depends on how the external circumstances are.
而我们所以能存留，完完全全是因着神的怜悯。
The fact that we are kept is all dependent upon the mercy of God.
而也是因着神的信实。
It is also because of God's faithfulness.
那因此我们不能不注意的。
Therefore, we must take note.
那究竟我们是跟随神的话语来活呢，还是跟随神以外的事物来活呢？
If in fact do we live by the word of God, or do we live by any other thing outside of God?
犹太人的历史给我们看见。跟随神以外的事物来活是没有路走的。
The history of the Jewish people shows us that if we live outside of God, there would be no way for us.
教会的历史给我们所看到的也是一个模样。
The history of the church also shows us the same model.
教会可以保留一些外面的工作的那种活动。
The church would be able to keep some of the activity externally.
但是因为跟随世界的潮流，或者是浮在世界那个潮流的那一种推动的底下。
But if we follow the trend of the world, or we submit under the pushing of the trend of the world,
主在教会里面没有了地位。
Then the Lord would not have any position in the church.
那主就不在教会。
Then no longer is the Lord in the church.
教会也就在属灵的路上边也已经宣告 完结了。
Then the church upon her spiritual path has already proclaimed it is finished.
所以当我们读到这个麦秋已过，下令已完，我们还未得救的时候。
And so when we read these words, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, yet we are not saved.
我们巴不得我们的主借着圣灵把这一个感觉放在我们的里面，来面对今天教会所面对的那个环境。
May the Lord through the Holy Spirit place these words within our heart to remind us of the condition that the church is facing today.
那先知耶利米在这里再说了一些话。
And again, this prophet speaks some more words.
这些话就把这个麦秋已过，麦秋已过，撒林已完，我们还未得救的那个实际的光景是怎样来表达出来。
And so, then it expresses to us the further how these words, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, yet we are not saved.
那当然。当这些事情出现的时候，
and of course when these situations arise,
也就是犹大被掳的时候，
also the time when Judah is in captivity,
也就是犹大的百姓受了许多的损伤的时候，
it is also when the people of Judah is greatly harmed and hurt.
所以二十一节里边耶利米就说了，
and so in verse 21 Jeremiah says,
因着我百姓的损伤，我也受了损伤。
For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt.
我哀痛，惊惶将我抓住。
I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me.
那这是他眼见的那一种光景。
And so this is the situation he physically sees.
极大的困苦。
It is great sorrow.
神的子民没有路走。
The people of God has no way.
神的子民看不见前途。
The people of God does not see a future.
神的子民和神的关系完全中断。
The people of God and the relationship with God has completely been severed.
好像落到没有指望，没有神的光景。
It seems like they're in the condition without God and without hope.
那所以耶利米也就说到了。
And so Jeremiah then says,
百姓受的损伤也就是我的损伤。
For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt?
他们感觉痛，我也感觉痛。
When they feel pain, I also feel pain.
他们感觉难受，我也一样感觉难受。
When they feel sorrow, I am also sorrowful.
但是我比他们的感觉还要重一点。
But yet my feelings are even deeper than theirs.
因为百姓所面对的只是眼见的环境。
Because what the people face is only what is external.
而耶利米所感觉的除了眼见的环境以外，还有百姓在神的面前与神过不去的那种光景。
But what Jeremiah is facing is not only the visible matters, but also the condition that the people is against God.
那所以在二十二节的里边有一个叹息是非常非常沉重。
And so in verse 22, there is a very, very deep sighing.
而比上边所说的麦秋已过的那个叹息还要沉重。
And so this sighing is actually even greater than verse 20, when the harvest is past, the summer is ended.
因为上面所提的只是眼见的环境。
Because what is mentioned previously is only the visible condition.
而碰到绝望。
And that they're encountering hopelessness.
看不见有路可走。
They do not see a path to go on.
但是二十二节这里面说出那个光景呢？
But the condition that is expressed in verse 22,
我们先来留意一下那个字句上是怎么说。
Let us first take note of the wording.
他说在基列洗没有乳伤吗？
Is there no balm in Gilead?
在那里洗没有医生吗？
Is there no physician there?
我百姓为何不得痊愈呢？
Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you realize.
乳香在旧约的时候，在百姓们中间，好像是一种白灵的药方。
Now, the balm or the frank incense in the people in the Old Testament seems like a medicine that will always work.
但是现在呢？
But now,
末药，乳香好像不产生作用。
It seems like there's no balm. The frankincense is of no use.
基列是在河东地。
Now, Gilead is east of the River Jordan.
那里比较盛产那个乳香的。
And so, the balm, the frankincense is more produced there.
但是耶利米在那里说。
But Jeremiah says,
难道现在基列没有给我们得着乳香吗？
Is there no balm to be found in Gilead?
难道在这一带地方没有医生吗？
Is there no physician there?
有医生。
There are physicians. There are balm. There is the medicine. Why is it then the people are not healed?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你如果我们把原来的意思说出来的话
，Now brothers and sisters, if we speak of the original meaning,
那个意思就比较更重一点。
The meaning actually is even deeper.
那为什么我的百姓还不得痊愈呢
？Why is it that my people has not been fully recovered?
那原来的意思是说
，And so the meaning means,
为什么我百姓的众女？得不着合宜的药方呢
Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people gaining the right prescription?
得不着那个合宜的那个药物呢
That they cannot gain the appropriate prescription.
从外面来看
Externally.
不是没有
It exists.
炉商有
There are bombs.
医生有
There are physicians.
但是为什么都有但是却没有果效。
Why is it they exist, yet it is fruitless?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里就要留意一件事情。
And here we have to take note of one thing.
从字句上面来说。
From the letter of the word.
我们好像只是看见外面的一些疾病。
It seems like only we see it as external sickness.
或是外面的一种的疼痛。
Or external pain.
但事实上面。
But in fact,
这里所说的不是说外面的。
Here it is not speaking of external matter.
外面的环境是可悲的。
Yes, the external situation is very sad.
是里面的光景。
But what is even sadder is the condition within.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看到一件什么事情
？Brothers and sisters, what situation we see here?
我们用另外的话来把这里所说的来说明。
Now, if we use other words to express clearly here.
我们可以这样说。
We can put it this way.
因为他们所受的损伤。
Because of the hurt that they have encountered.
百姓所受的损伤。
The hurt of the people.
连带耶利米所受的损伤。
And even the hurt of Jeremiah.
不是外面皮肉的。
It is not physical hurt.
是灵里边的。
But it is sorrow in the spirit.
是里面的那一种损害。
It is the harm to the spirit.
那从百姓那方面来说
，and so from the people，
那他们是依靠他们有圣殿
，they thought they can rely on the temple，
有律法
，they have the law，
有认识神的知识
，they have the knowledge of God，
但是现在
，but now，
他们以为有的可以靠的这些东西都没有给他们得着好。
All the things which they thought they can trust and rely on did not benefit them。
他们乐在。被掳的光景里头
They're falling in the condition of captivity.
那么他们就很容易的回过头来怀疑
And so very easily they can just reflect and doubt.
圣殿、律法、有神的知识，那这些有什么用处呢
？The temple, the law, the knowledge of God. What use does that do to for us?
啊，这些对我们来说都是好像虚假的。
To us, that all seems false.
那他们。因着这样的疑惑
，and so because of that doubt，
很可能
，very possibly，
从此他们就不再理会神。
From then on， they are not mindful of God at all。
那这样的光景，如果放在我们人的那种感觉里边，常常我们都会碰到的。
And so if you place those conditions within us, many a times we encounter that.
我们在神面前有所求，有所要。
We have a request before God.
神没有按照我们所要的，也按照我们的时间来显明他的答应。
God did not manifest his answer according to our request or according to our timeline.
我们非常容易就觉得。
So very easily we'll feel.
神是真的是假的。
Is he true or is he false?
神说他听祷告。
God says he hears our prayers.
但是他没有听我祷告。
Yet he has not heard my cry.
他人就是从这些外面的情形，就好像受伤。
And so, seemingly from these external matters, man seems to get hurt.
他们没有想到。
They did not think about.
他向神所求所要的。是不是神所能接受的
？What we're asking and requesting from God is it something that God can accept？
更谈不到是不是神喜悦的。
Then we don't even need to go into the fact is it pleasing to God？
但是一般人就不管这个。
But in general, people are not mindful of that at all。
神要答应我祷告。
We only want God to answer our prayer。
那当然，他们落在疑惑里头，这个 几乎可以说是毫无疑问。
And so then we can almost say it's unavoidable that we'll fall into doubt in this way.
就是人的愚昧加给自己的损伤。
And this is the hurt that man adds to himself with his foolishness.
但是耶利米所受的损伤是因着百姓的愚昧而叫他里头感觉非常不值得。
But the hurt which Jeremiah is enduring is because of the foolishness of the people which he does not deserve.
为什么要愚昧到这样的光景？
Why is it you must be so foolish?
为什么不转回过来听听神怎么说话？
Why do you not return and just hear the word of God?
为什么不离弃神所不喜悦的而转回神的面光底下呢？
Why do you not depart away what is not pleasing to God and return once again under the light of God?
这是耶利米里边的伤痛。
And that is the hurt, the pain that is in Jeremiah.
虽然耶利米里面有这样的伤痛，
And even though Jeremiah has this hurt and pain,
但是没有办法改变外面的环境，
Yet it cannot change the external situation.
那因此他就说，就说出那个问题来了。
He speaks forth the issue.
什么问题呢？
What is the problem?
属灵的损伤，
The spiritual hurt,
不是人的所有和人的所能可以去解决的。
Cannot be solved through what man has or what man can do.
你可以手上有许多激烈的乳香。
Now you can have a lot of balm from Gilead.
你可以随地都碰到有名堂的医生。
You can encounter many famous physicians.
但是现在的损伤不是外面的。
But now the hurt is not external.
现在的损伤是里面的。
The damage is within.
现在的损伤不是肉身的。
The hurt is not physical.
现在的损伤是 灵里边的。
The hurt is in the spirit.
那这些外面所有的一切和人所能做的一切都不能解决灵里面的那一种困苦。
And so whatever man has and whatever man can do cannot solve the difficulty that is within.
你要解决里面的那个困苦。
Now in order to solve the problem within,
你必须要回到里面来。
You must once again to return
在神的光中悔改。
Internally, to come before the light of God, to repent and confess your sin,
回转归向神,
to return once again to God.
这是唯一的路,
and that is the only way.
神的怜悯,
now by the mercy of God,
固然是叫我们得医治的那个依据,
of course, it's the foundation where we can be healed.
但是人要得着神的怜悯,
but in order for man to receive God's mercy,
那他在神面前所站的地位一定要对。
Then the position which we stand before God must be right.
他们向着神的心也必须要对。
And our heart must also be right before God.
如果向着神的心并不对的，
If our heart is not right before God,
那面是对着耶和华。
Yes, our face may be towards Jehovah.
人是站在圣殿里。
And we're standing in the temple.
心却是在偶像的身上。
Yet our heart are upon the idols.
那这个你就没有办法能从神那里接受怜悯。
Then in this way we cannot receive mercy before God.
耶利米在那里说，
Jeremiah says,
为什么没有合宜的那一种医治临到神的百姓呢？
Why is not the appropriate healing upon the people?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
因为这一个伤害，
Because this hurt,
不是外头的伤害，
It's not hurt that is without.
是里面的伤害，
It is the hurt that is within.
这样的伤害，
And this damage,
不是人与人中间的伤害，
It's not damage between man.
原来是人和神当中所发生的伤害，
But it is the damage that is done between God and man.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们看到耶利米当时里那个感觉的时候，
Now when we look into the feeling of Jeremiah at this time,
我们也实在是需要受很大很大的提醒。
Indeed, we must be greatly reminded.
而我们注意，
We take note.
在这里提到，
Here it mentions,
百姓有损伤，
The people are hurt.
耶利米也受了损伤，
Jeremiah is hurt.
但是我们看到这些损伤就是灵里面的忧伤。
Now we see this hurt is the sorrow in the spirit.
但是你很容易看见，
But you can easily see,
百姓的那一个忧伤 是外面的。
The people's hurt, sorrow is external.
耶利米的忧伤是里面的。
The hurt of Jeremiah is within.
百姓的忧伤是因为他们在外面没有路走。
Now the people's hurt because they have no way to go.
他们外面所有的财产给抢夺。
Externally, they have been taken as spoil.
他们眼见自己的亲人给杀害。
They see their own family being slaughtered.
他们所接触的全都是外面的事物。
All they encounter are external matters.
是从外面的事物引发他们的一种的忧伤，这种忧伤完全是停留在外头的。
And so, all their sorrow is brought about from external matter, so it only remains external.
但是耶利米的忧伤
But the sorrow of Jeremiah
is that
he sees 而
纠惹了神那么严重的管教和鞭打而不回转
that it is the foolishness of the people that has invoked the severe discipline and scourging of God, yet they do not repent.
这叫耶利米里面的那个忧伤是那样的沉重
Now, this causes the sorrow of Jeremiah within to be so heavy.
但是感谢神
But we thank God.
他在这里发出一个这样的叹息
Here, he gives this sighing.
但是这个叹息的里边隐藏了一个很重要的事。
And in this sighing, it hides for us a very important matter.
我的百姓为什么得不到合宜的治疗呢？
Why does not my people gain the appropriate healing?
是没有治疗的方法吗？
Is there no prescription?
不是没有治疗的方法。
No, there is the prescription.
也不是没有治疗的药物。
It is not that there is without medicine.
只是因为这百姓的病不是外面的病。
But the illness that people have are not external.
是里面的病。
It is within.
正如上文里边所提的。
Just as the previous text mentions.
百姓所患的是背道的病。
That they have this illness where they're backsliding.
是用背向着神的病。
They have their backs toward God.
你要医治这样的病。
And in order to heal that sickness.
你就必须要用神所指明的那一个悔改、回转、归向神。
You must use the way of God, which is to repent and return to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着耶利米的叹息。
And through the sighing of Jeremiah.
能给我们留意到当时的百姓那种光景是落到一个怎样的境地
It shows us the condition of the people, what condition they were in.
那然后
And then,
我们转到第九章
We go into chapter 9.
进入第九章的时候
When we enter into chapter 9,
我愿意先提醒弟兄姊妹
I want to first remind brothers and sisters.
第九章里边几乎全章都是在那里说到一种属灵的感觉
Pretty much the entire chapter of chapter 9 speaks to us a spiritual thought.
但是这个第九章里面所说到的那个属灵的感觉。
And the spiritual feeling that is expressed to us in chapter 9.
我们千万不要以为这只是耶利米的感觉。
Let us not only think this is only the feeling of Jeremiah.
如果我们细细去留意的话。
If we take note closely.
你非常容易的看得见。
Very easily we'll see.
第九章里边所发表出来的那个感觉
The feeling that is expressed in chapter 9
有耶利米的成分
There is the content of Jeremiah
但是更多的是神的成分
But even more so, it is of God
是神的感觉透过耶利米的感觉发表出来
It is the feeling of God that is expressed to us through the feeling of Jeremiah
发表出好像神也给他的百姓比到一个非常无奈的光景里。
It expresses to us that the people of God has pushed God, has forced God to a very helpless state.
那我们看下去，弟兄姊妹，你就了解了。
And so when we read on, you understand.
那如果我们不注意到这一种关系。
Now, we do not take note of the relationship I just mentioned.
那我们好像只是看见耶利米的反应。
And so it seems like we only see the response of Jeremiah.
若是只是看见耶利米的反应。
Now, we only see it as the response of Jeremiah.
那我们就不够体会神所要我们体会的。
Then we will not be mindful enough of what God wants us to be mindful of.
许多时候我们只是注重人的感觉
Many a times we only take note of man's feelings
没有留意到神的感觉
And we have been careless about God's feelings
那因此我们 就不够领会神和我们中间那个关系是紧密到一个怎样的地步。
Therefore, we would not have been mindful enough of how intimate the relationship of God with us is.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们抓牢这一点，先知的感觉就是神的感觉的发表。来看第九章。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's take note of this first, that the expression of the Jeremiah, the prophet's feelings, are actually God's.
其实严格说起来，不仅是在第九章。
And to be very strict, not only chapter
9. 整个在耶利米书前半段，前半段，几乎都是神的感情调在耶利米的感情里面发表出来。
Pretty much the entire first half of Jeremiah is the feeling of God mixed with the feeling of Jeremiah that is expressed to us.
有两个原因在这里。
There are two reasons for that.
一个我们以前提过的。
One we mentioned before.
神借着这一个来矫正耶利米的一个偏重人的感觉的倾向。
One is through this, God adjusts the thought of Jeremiah so that he would not incline toward the feeling of man.
另一面。
And the other reason,
也让耶利米知道如何站在神的那一边来发表神所要发表的。
It is also in order to teach Jeremiah how to stand on God's side to express what God wants to express.
那我们注意。
Let's take note.
第九章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 9.
人家说耶利米是一个哭先知。
Now many call Jeremiah the weeping prophet.
几乎就是根据这一节的经文。
It's pretty much based on this verse.
因为耶利米在这里说。
Because Jeremiah here says.
但愿我的头为水。
Oh, that my head were waters.
我的眼为泪的泉源。
And mine eyes a fountain of tears.
我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
That I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
这的确是耶利米当时的感觉。
Indeed, this was the feeling of Jeremiah at the time.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意一下的时候。
But brothers and sisters, if we pay close attention.
从第二节开始，你就看见神的感觉在那里调走。
You can see through verse 2, God's feelings are mixed within.
并且神的那个感觉是深到一个地步，让耶利米没有办法。不给带到那样伤感的程度。
And actually, the feeling of God are so heavy that Jeremiah cannot but be led to a very sorrowful and sad condition.
当耶利米看到神的子民的那个遭遇的时候。
Now when Jeremiah sees the result of the people.
当然同时耶利米也是看见神的见证受损害的。
Of course, at the same time, Jeremiah also sees the harm to God's testimony.
同时耶利米也看见神在人中间要做的工给破坏的那一种光景。
And he also sees the condition of the damage of God's work amongst people.
所以耶利米的感情是非常的复杂的在这。
And so, Jeremiah's feelings are a mixture.
他说但愿我的头为水。
He says, Oh, that my head were waters.
我的眼为泪的泉源。
But my eyes a fountain of tears.
那就是说他整个人都是给是水造的。
And so in other words, his entire being is made of water.
因为他一直在那里哭。
Because he is there constantly weeping.
一直在那里伤心流泪。
And he is only weeping and broken hearted.
而如果他不是水做的。
And so if he's not made out of water.
哪来那么多泪水。
How can he find so many tears?
两下就流干了。
It will be dry in just two or three drops.
但是耶利米就说。
But Jeremiah says.
我眼泪是有限。
That my tears are limited.
很容易就流干。
Very easily they are dry.
但是我里面的感觉是流不干的。
But the feelings are within cannot be dry.
所以巴不得我整个人就是水皂。
And so may it be, my entire being is made of water.
我的头就是水皂。
At the very least, my head is water.
我眼睛就是泪的泉源。
My eyes the fountain of water.
我不住的在那里哭泣。
That I weep day and night.
我不自找不住的在那里伤心。
That I am broken hearted day and night.
因为我实在看见神的百姓的遭遇，我没有办法能 承担得过了。
Because when I see the situation of the people of God, I cannot bear it.
因为底下就明明说他的百姓中被杀的人，他为着这些事情来流泪。
Because he says he's weeping day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
但是我们十分的有把握的知道。
But with confidence we know.
耶利米为他们流泪。
Jeremiah wept for them.
不是只是为了那个被杀的那个外表。
Not only for the external fact that they were slain,
而是他们被杀的那个原因。
But the reason they were slain,
是因着他们的愚昧而招惹到这样的结果。
Because of their foolishness, they brought this upon themselves.
那当然。
And of course,
你看外面的情景。
When we see the external condition,
这就牵连到神的名。
That has to do with the name of God.
牵连到神的见证。
It deals with the testimony of God.
牵连到神。给人认识的程度。
It deals with the degree that God is known of man.
所以耶利米在那里感觉。
And so Jeremiah feels.
太过不来了。
It is too much.
他一直在那里哭。
He continues to weep.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
你深入一点去注意。
If we take note a bit deeper.
这个不单是耶利米的感觉。
This is not only the feeling of Jeremiah.
这个是神的感觉。
This is the feeling of God.
你也看见神非常不甘心他的子民给交出去的。
You can also see God is very not willing for his people to be delivered.
但是到了这样的一个地步。
But at this point.
神没有办法不把他的子民交出去。
God has no other way but to hand over his people.
弟兄姊妹，你从第二节你就留意到了。
Brothers and sisters, from verse 2, you can take note.
你先注意。
You first take note.
究竟第二节的话是耶利米说他自己的事情，还是耶利米在说神的感觉？
Are the words of verse 2, Jeremiah speaking of his things, or that Jeremiah expresses the feeling of God?
我愿我在旷野有行路人住宿之处。
Although I had in the wilderness a lodging place for weary wayfaring men.
使我可以离开我的民出去。
That I might leave my people and go from them.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们都是行奸淫的，是行诡诈的一党。
For they be all adulterers and assembly of treacherous men.
他们弯起舌头，像弓一样，为要说谎话。
And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies.
他们在国中增长势力，不是为行诚实，乃是过上佳恶，并不认识我。
But they are not fallen for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me.
好了，弟兄姊妹，你说这个话是谁说的
？Now, brothers and sisters, who do you think said these words?
是耶利米说的。
Jeremiah said it.
但是却是说出耶和华神向他说的。
But it speaks of the word that the Lord God spoke to him.
因为有一句话我没读。
Because I have not finished yet.
这是耶和华说的。
Said of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
你留意第九章。
Take note, chapter 9.
这是耶和华说的这一句话。
Take note of these words, said of the Lord. How many times did it appear?
和这一句话相同的意义的其他的说法。
Even the like words that is expressed here, said of the Lord.
又出现了多少遍。
How many times did they appear?
如果这两句话能归纳在一起的话。
Now if we put those like words together.
你看看第九章里边这样的话出现了多少遍
？You can see how many times these words appear.
这是耶和华说的。
Said of the Lord.
万军之主如耶和华如此说。
Said of the Lord of hosts.
耶和华说。
Said of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 9.
几乎整章都是耶和华在说话。
Chapter 9, pretty much entire book of chapter 9 is spoken by the Lord.
但是这话是先说在耶利米。
But first, these words are spoken in Jeremiah.
用着耶利米说到百姓的当中。
And then uses Jeremiah to speak to the people.
这些话对耶利米来说有反应。
These words to Jeremiah, he has a response.
但对百神的百姓来说没有反应。
Yet to the people of God, there are no response.
弟兄姊妹，问题就出在这里。
Brothers and sisters, that is where the issue is.
所以我们看看神的无奈。
So we can see how helpless God is.
神是何等乐意。用最大的慈爱来护庇他的子民。
How willing he is to use his greatest loving kindness to protect, to shadow his people.
但却是神的子民把神 逼到一个非常非常无奈的地步。
Yet the people of God have forced God to such a helpless state.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意第二节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 2.
唯有我在旷野有行路人住宿之处，使我可以离开我的民出去。
Although I had in the wilderness a lodging place for wayfaring men, that I may leave my people and go from them.
你说是耶利米要离开他犹大人出去吗？
Is it that Jeremiah wants to leave the people of Judah and go out?
还是这里说另外的一件事呢？
Or that is speaking of another matter here.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
耶利米不能离开，
Jeremiah cannot leave.
犹大的百姓，
he cannot leave the people of Judah.
因为神设立他在那里，又做他的出口。
Because God has established him there to be his channel.
这样的困扰，耶利米必须站在
Even in great difficulty, Jeremiah must stand in the midst of the people. He cannot leave. He cannot leave the people of God.
那既然他不能离开,
Since he cannot leave.
那这里说要离开百姓是谁离开?
So who is it that's speaking of that is going from them?
当然你读到第六节就是刚才我们念的最幕后的那一句就是耶和华说的。
Of course, you read to the end what we just read. It said of the Lord.
你就晓得这是神说出他当时的处境。
Then you realize this is the condition God is speaking of himself.
但是你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note, at that time,
整个犹大没有一个地方是神可以在那里落脚的。
There is not one place in Judah where God can find a place.
所以你看见神说出那句话。你说可怜，这真的是非常的可怜。
So you can see how sad these words are.
你说神给逼到这样可怜的光景。
You can see what a pitiful condition God has been forced to.
我巴不得在旷野。
I'm so willing in the wilderness.
我不敢要求在有人居住的地方了。
I dare not to have a place where men have a habitation.
居住的旷野。
But only in the wilderness where there's no dwelling.
能有一个地方可以让行路的人在那里住宿。
That I will find a lodging place for wayfaring men.
但是你听从这个话里边你看到。
But here from these words you can see.
究竟有还是没有？
Is there such a place?
明显就是没有。
Apparently no.
你说在旷野。
You say, even in the wilderness,
没有人住的地方,
in this place where no man dwells,
也没有一个安静的地方可以让神在那里歇息吗?
Is there not a quiet place there for God to lodge?
如果你把上面那句话也说, 也接上来,
if you even add on the words after that,
使我可以离开我的民,
that I might leave my people,
我们就看到一件事,
then we can see one thing.
犹大的城里固然是没有地位留给神。
Apparently, in the city of Judah, there is no place at all for God.
连犹大的旷野都给人占去，让偶像的敬拜可以在那里进行。
Even in the wilderness of Judah, that they have their idol worship, it has been occupied by that.
弟兄姊妹，你听到神借着先知们指着犹大和以色列也都包括在里头，你们在各高山高岗上。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see God says Israel and Judah, they're both included even in the high places.
在各青翠的树下。
Even under the green trees.
在那里做什么？
What do they do there?
在那里设立偶像的座位。
They establish the altars for the idols.
那个话就说出。
And so that speaks of
整个犹大。
It speaks of entire Judah.
遍地
throughout the land, they have been fully occupied by the idols.
都没有留下一块干净的地方给神可以在那里歇息。
Throughout the land, there's no one place that is not defiled where God can lodge and rest.
弟兄姊妹们，我们转到以西结书里边去看神离开犹大的那个过程。
Now, brothers and sisters, we look at the book of Ezekiel to see the situation when God departs away from Jerusalem.
神从至圣所里头出来。
He comes out from the Holy of Holies.
来到门槛。
He comes to the gate.
从门槛上到殿顶。
And from the post, he goes to the top of the temple.
从殿顶到耶路撒冷的空中。
And from the temple, the top of the temple, he goes to the air in the mid-air.
然后就到了城外的橄榄山。
And then he goes to the Mount of Olives outside the city.
最末了。
At the very end.
神就离地
He departed away from the land and ascended.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意一下,
but brothers and sisters, take note.
神从住圣所里边出来,
from the most holy place as he came out.
每一个地点做一点的停留,
as he tarried at each place.
如果我们把人的感情放进去,
if we put man's feeling into it,
我们怎么去解说? 神要离开嘛就离开咯。 那为什么一站一站的在那里停留呢?
Well, how do we explain the fact if he wants to leave, just leave? Why did he stop station by station?
并且每一站也并不是很长的一个距离。
And in fact, each station is not far away from the next.
从至圣所到圣殿的门槛, 那就是一个建筑物的那个距离。
And so from the most holy place until the temple and the post of the temple is only just by structure a very close place.
从门槛, 上的殿顶,
from the doorpost to the top of the temple, it is still in the point of the structure.
那从殿顶到耶路撒冷城的空中, 那是稍微远一点,
and so this is a bit further from the temple of top of the temple to the mid-air in Jerusalem is a bit farther, but it's still in Jerusalem. And of course, then it is a further distance from the mid-air into the Mount of Olives. But it is still in the vision, in the visible area of Jerusalem. And so why must God tarry and tarry in that way? If we want to use man's feelings to come to understand this,
除了这一样以外,
aside from this, there's no other way to express it. God is still so not willing to leave his people. And so he can only step by step to look back. But he had no other way. All that the people did forced God out. He must leave.
如果我们有机会去读以西结书里边的那些记载,
now, if we have a chance to read the recording in Ezekiel,
我们会看得非常清楚, 那个光景是这样,
we see that condition is very clear.
没有一个地方是神可以落脚的,
there is no one place for God to lodge at all.
所以弟兄姊妹你看, 神被逼走的时候,
so, brothers and sisters, you see as God was forced out,
他从圣殿一出来,
from once he left the temple,
他没有在耶路撒冷城里走,
he did not go in Jerusalem.
从殿里就到了天空,
from the temple, he went into the air.
弟兄者为什么?
Brothers and sisters, why?
好，这里耶利米书好像给我们找到一个答案。
It seems like Jeremiah gives us the answer.
因为整个的犹大地,
because the entire land of Judah, especially in Jerusalem, there is not one place at all where God can find rest.
所以神的感觉受了好大的伤。
And so the feeling of God, the emotion of God is greatly hurt.
如果我们留意,
if we take note,
第九章里边多少遍神说了这是耶和华说的,
in chapter 9, how many times these words repeat, said of the Lord, then we know,
神在这里所数说的,
all that God is expressing to us,
都是说出他的百姓是如何的伤害神,
speaks of the fact how the people has hurt God.
我们算算看,
now let us just somewhat count it.
这样弟兄姊妹你就留意到这些话的严,
then brothers and sisters, you can take note how severe these words are.
第一就在第三节的末了,
at the end of verse 3,
这是耶和华说的,
said of the Lord.
第二,
second,
第六节的末了,
at the end of verse 6,
这是耶和华说的,
said of the Lord.
第七节一开始,
at the beginning of verse 7,
万军之耶和华如此说,
therefore thus said of the Lord of hosts.
第九节开始,
at the beginning of verse 9,
耶和华说,
said of the Lord.
第13节开始,
starting from verse 13,
耶和华说,
said of the Lord.
15节, 万军之耶和华, 以色列的神如此说,
verse 15, therefore said of the Lord of hosts.
17节,
verse 17,
万军之耶和华如此说,
thus said the Lord of hosts.
22节,
verse 20, verse 22,
耶和华如此说。
Thus saith the Lord.
23.
Verse
23. 耶和华如此说。
Thus saith the Lord.
24的末了。
At the end of verse 24.
这是耶和华说的。
Saith the Lord.
几次啊？
How many times?Even at the beginning of verse 25, how many times said of the Lord?
Oh, 十几次、啊、
How many times?
12-13次
12-13 times.
二十节那个不算的。
Now,
二十节那个不是耶和华说的，是。
Now, we won't count verse 20.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
26节的圣经。
In 26 verses.
有一半，就有了这个26的一半多，是说出神在那里说话。
And so half of these 26 verses, it records, said of the Lord.
神说的是什么话呢？
And so what are these words that God says?In general,
那我就不和弟兄姊妹们一一的来说了。
Now I won't go into it one by one with brothers and sisters.
我是和弟兄姊妹归纳起来说。
I will summarize with brothers and sisters.
先前我们不是说的。
Did we not mention previously?
犹大人以为他们有殿、有律法、有神。
The people of Judah thought they had the temple, the law, and God.
这是他们的依靠。
That is what they trusted in.
但第九章。
But chapter 9, chapter 10.
合起来。
And we combine it.
我们可以看见。
We can see.
神一一的指出。
God one by one points out.
你们没有殿。
You do not have the temple.
你们也没有律法。
You do not have the law.
你们更没有神。
Even more so, you do not have God.
那这就是这两章圣经里边的那个很特殊的一个事实。
And so, this is an outstanding fact in these two chapters.
那弟兄姊妹，你来注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
刚才我们所说的。
It says before.
圣愿我在旷野有行路人住宿之处，有住宿之处，使我离开我的民出去。
Oh, that I had a wilderness, a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I may leave my people and go from them.
这不是是不是呼应那个殿来说的？
Does this respond to the fact of the temple?
神原来居住在殿里头。
God originally dwells in the temple.
现在殿不能给神居住。
Now, the temple cannot lodge God.
但神不愿意离开他的子民。
He does not want to leave his people.
他要在旷野找一个住处，仍然陪伴他的子民。
He wants to find a lodging place in the wilderness to accompany his people.
但是也找不到。
Yet, he cannot find one.
神明明告诉他的百姓，
God clearly tells his people,
你们中间所做所行所为没有一样和神的性情是相配合的。
Amongst the people, all that they say, all that they do, all their deeds, not one of them is harmonious with the nature of God.
你们把那个殿毁掉了。
You have already destroyed the temple.
你们根本就没有殿。
You have no temple at all.
你不要再夸口说这是耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿。
No longer boast. This is the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord.
你没有。
You do not have it.
那然后呢？
And then.
十三节呢？
Verse 13.
耶和华说：“因为这百姓离弃我在他们面前所设立的律法，没有遵行，也没有听从我的话。”
And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart and after Balaam.
他们徒有拥有律法,
they had the law,
这样的虚名,
they only had by name the law.
但他们实际没有神的话。
But in reality, they did not have the word of God.
他们根本就不尊重神的话。
They did not honor the word of God.
他们以为神的话是只是摆在那里做装饰的。
They only thought the word of God was placed there as decoration.
神的话只是给我们做夸口的。
Or the word of God is only for us to boast of.
我们有律法。
We have the law.
但是神所看的。
But what God sees...
这个律法是不是成为他们生活的指导？
Has this law become the guide in their life?
这个律法是不是成为他们行动的规范？
Has the law become the model, the example which they follow?
但神说，
But God says,
你们没有遵行，
You did not obey,
也没有听从，
You did not hear,
你们所听从的只有你自己，
But you only obey yourselves.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
然后呢？
And then,
你又看到，
You can see,
看到什么呢？
What do we see?
看到
We see verse 24.
上文就说，你们不要凭着外面所有的夸口。
It says, do not glory externally.
你们如果要有夸口，
If you want to glory,
你只可以夸一件事。
Glory in this.
就是因为你聪明，你认识耶和华。
That you understand and you know of me, the Lord.
你认识我是耶和华。
You know that I am the Lord.
然后第九章，第十章就用了很多的话来说出他们怎么不认识耶和华。
And then chapter 10 uses many words to describe how they do not know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这是何等严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, take note how solemn this is.
所以神一而再再而三的在那里说，这是耶和华说的。
And so God repeatedly says these words, said of the Lord, said of the Lord.
你们在神面前没有一样是可以给数算的。
There is not one thing that can be counted for you before God.
那既然是这样，
If that is the case,
那你们这该怎么办呢？
What should we do?
你们该怎么办？
What should we do?
你们现在只有一件事好做。
There's only one thing we can do.
要请那些会唱哀歌的妇女来造出来。
You must call out the woman who knows how to weep.
让他们在这里举哀。
So that they would lament for you.
去哀哭。
To lament.
哀哭什么呢？
To weep for what?
哀哭我们的愚昧。
To weep for our foolishness.
招致神那么厉害的管教和鞭打。
That has brought about such a severe discipline and scourging from God.
哀哭神的荣耀离开了我们。
To weep the fact that the glory of God has departed from us.
哀哭我们落在一个黑暗无光的日子。
To weep the day that we are in darkness without light.
哀哭我们看不见前途。
To weep that we cannot see a future.
现在你们只能做一件事情。
That is the only thing we can do now.
去找会哀哭的人来为着自己哀哭。
To know, to find those who know how to weep, to lament for us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等严肃的一件事。
How solemn this is.
但是一个更可怜的是，
But what is even more sad and pitiful,
就是这些会哀哭的人出来哀哭的时候，
Even when these people who know how to weep come forth to weep.
弟兄姊妹们，你必须要看见一件，
Brothers and sisters, you must see one thing.
他的哀哭并不等于他是悔改回转归向神。
Their weeping does not equal they have repented and returned to God.
他们哀哭是哀哭他们的遭遇。
They wept only for what has happened to them.
他们不是哀哭他们这个遭遇的原因。
They did not weep for the reason why this fell upon them.
他们仍然留在那个可哀哭的原因里。
They are still externally weeping for the fact they are in this sorrow.
这个是最可怜。
And that is what's most pitiful.
因为你看他那里怎么说？
Because you can see what it records there.
上面说的那个悲惨的光景，弟兄姊妹们，你看上去字面就已经给我们明白是怎么一回事。
Brothers and sisters, even if you look before this text, you can see the situation.
但是你看到神指着他们的那个光景在说这样的话。
But you can see God points at this condition and speaks more words.
那这个话就不简单了。
Then these words are not simple at all.
23节。
Verse 23.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱公平和公义，以此夸口， 这是耶和华说的。
Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord.
神说出这个话的那个原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason for God saying these words?
那就接上上面的那些哀哭的妇女。
It speaks of the weeping woman.
我说他们哀哭不等于他们悔改 回转归向神，就是从这里来了。
I say the fact that they weep not because they repented and returned to God, it is based on this.
这些人尽管在那里哀哭。
These people are weeping there.
但是神看来。
But when God looks upon them,
他们的哀哭是一点意义都没有。
There is no meaning at all in their lamentation.
他们的哀哭一点价值都没有。
There is no value at all in their lament.
他们所流的眼泪仍然是不洁不义的眼泪。
All their tears are still unholy and unrighteous.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为说我流泪就是表明我悔改。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand to say that if I weep, I have repented.
过去年长的弟兄是这样说过。
In the past, there are elder brothers who said this.
多少时候我们在神面前所流的眼泪也都需要主的血来洁净。
That even so many times the tears we weep before God must be cleansed by the blood of the Lord.
你说我流泪了，那就是我心里边难过了。
You say, no, I'm weeping, I'm sorrowful within.
那你为什么难过呢？
Why are we sorrowful?
为你得罪神难过呢？
Is it because we have sinned against God?
还是为着你丢脸难过呢？
Or is it because I am so shameful?
你是为自己哀伤呢？
Are we sorrowful for ourselves?
还是为着我得罪神而忧伤呢？
Or is it that we are broken hearted because we have sinned against God?
同样是流泪。
We're weeping either way.
同样是哀哭。
We're still weeping.
原因不一定是相同哦。
But the reason may not be the same.
所以真的是许多时候我们流的眼泪还需要血的洁净。
So indeed, many a times, even our tears must be cleansed by the blood.
说主的话在这里说得非常明确。
And so the Lord's words are very clear here.
不要以是财宝夸口。
Do not glory in our wisdom, might, or riches.
不要以是那个勇力夸口。
Do not glory in our might.
也不要以是那个智慧开口夸口。
Do not glory in our wisdom.
你要夸口只有一件可以夸。
But if you glory, glory in one thing.
你认识神，你认识耶和华。
That you understand and know of the Lord.
你要夸口就夸口这样。
If you boast, boast in that.
因为人能认识耶和华，全是神的怜悯造成的。
Because it is completely by the mercy of God that we can understand and know Him.
但是人就总是觉得看不见的神好像并不那样实在。
But man always feels that God who is not visible is not so real.
必须是摸得着的，看得见的，听得到的，那才是实在。
It is only real when we can hear him, see him, touch him, and handle him that it is real.
但是神说，
But God says,
他所悦纳的只是那些认识他是耶和华神。
He only accepts those who knoweth and understands he is the Lord God.
也真正的认识神的性情。
And truly knows his nature.
那神说这个话是说得很严肃的。
Now God says these words very seriously.
神说了这个话。
He says these words.
就宣告一件事。
And then he proclaims.
宣告什么事。
What does he say?
宣告他说。
He says.
他要刑罚一切受过隔离，心却未受隔离的。
I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised.
这里面有些话要 说清楚。
And so there are some words we have to explain here.
他说这些人是什么人呢？
Who are these people, he's saying?
那如果我们不看神在这里说的。
Now if we do not look at what God is saying here.
看受过隔离，心却没受隔离的。肯定我们说以色列。
If we say who is circumcised yet uncircumcised in the heart, then we say that is Israel.
但是你看上去神好像把那个范围给我们活出来了。
But you can see God has drawn out that boundary for us.
这些 受过隔离，心却未受隔离的是什么呢？
Who are these who are circumcised yet uncircumcised in the heart?
第一个是埃及。
First is Egypt.
第二个才是犹大。
The second is Judah.
然后是以东。
And then Edom.
亚门。
And the children of Ammon and Moab.
和一切住在旷野的。
And all that are in the uttermost corners.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那这是题外话，我插出去，我说题外话。
Now this is outside the subject, so I'm going out in the tangent.
不过这题外话值得我们稍微留心一下。
But even these words off the topic is worthy of our attention.
不在耶利米的耶利米书的内容里的。
But it's not in the detail of the book of Jeremiah.
你看这里提到这几个民族，
you can see the tribes mentioned here.
是不是都和亚伯拉罕有关联的？
Do they have to do with the people with Abraham?
都是和亚伯拉罕有关联的。
They have to do with Abraham.
那么这就引出一个问题。
And though it brings forth this question,
我好像在其他地方跟弟兄姊妹提过。
I think I mentioned this with brothers and sisters elsewhere before.
现在中东那边的那个问题也吵得很火热。
And so the situation in the Middle East right now is very anxious.
巴伯谈是不是有结果，我不敢很乐观。
And so I'm not too optimistic about the Middle East peace situation right now.
但是我也不敢不乐观。
But I dare not be optimistic.
不乐观是因为看人那个这样的世世代代的仇恨怎么可以开个会就可以解决。
It's because I'm not optimistic. The fact when I see so many vengeance throughout the generation, how can you just have a summit, a meeting, and everything is solved?
但是他们能解决好像在神的话里面是有了一点的迹象。
But it seems like they can solve this issue because we can see hints and traces of that based on the word of God.
主要的是在以赛亚书。
Mainly that is in Isaiah.
我们翻到那里去看看，然后再回来看看这里。
We can go to the book of Isaiah and see there and then come back in Jeremiah.
以赛亚的十九章。
Isaiah chapter 19.
过去跟弟兄姊妹提过了。
I mentioned this with brothers and sisters before.
从二十三节开始。
Starting from verse 23.
其实在底下那一段话都是说到的，不过从二十三节开始就直截了当。
Even later on it says, but verse 23 is very direct.
当那日必有从埃及通亚述处的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人也要进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。当那日，以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一律使地上的人得福，因为万军之耶和华赐福给他们，说：埃及我的百姓，亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业都有福了。
In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance.
就是我们的观念，我们怎么都不可能接受这里所说的这个事实。
And so according to our concept, we just cannot accept the fact that is spoken of here.
怎么可以埃及跟亚述都让神收纳过来跟以色列同样的蒙纪念？
How is it that Egypt and Assyria can be accepted by God along with Israel to be remembered by God?
那详细的情形我也不说了。
Now I won't go into detail of that.
因为说出来也没有很明确的那个根据。
Because even if we go into it, there's no very clear foundation for that.
但是我们晓得有那么一件事。
But we realize there's this fact.
现在回到耶利米书来。
Now when we go back to Jeremiah,
你留意这批人。
You can take note of this group of people here.
都是跟亚伯拉罕有点关系。
They all have something to do with Abraham.
那这一批人呢？
This group of people.
神说他要对付他们。
God says he will deal with them.
要惩罚他们。
He will punish them.
在这个刑罚的范围里头。
And in this discipline.
犹大是摆在其中的。
Judah is in their midst.
也就是说。
In other words.
犹大和他们是同样的。
Judah is just like them.
那这就引起我们有一些题外的想法。
Then this leads to the fact we have thoughts outside the topic.
但是只是一个想法而已。
But it's only a thought.
所以我就说，将来我们会发觉， 现在在那里拼个你死我活的这个亚拉伯民族啊，以后也许会给证明就是神所拣选的那个以色列十二个支派的重现。
And so now the situation when they're fighting one another, as time goes by, it will prove to us that they are the 12 tribes that is chosen by God.
那这里神就说，神指出了一件事情。
And so here God points out this.
神要刑罚那些一切受过割礼，心却没受割礼的。
He will punish all them which are circumcised, but the heart is uncircumcised.
底上就说到列国人都没受割礼，以色列人心中也没有受割礼。
For all these nations are uncircumcised, and the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart.
那神说这些话
And so when God says all these words,
接上文
If we link it to the previous text,
以色列人他们，犹大人他们心里面好像是很不佩服的。
It seems like the people of Judah cannot take this.
因为当耶利米那样说话的时候，
Because when Jeremiah is speaking,
他们心里面仍然有那三个宝贝啊。
In their heart, they still have those three treasures.
圣殿、律法、神的智慧。
The temple, the law, and the knowledge of God.
但神在这里就神在这里就告诉他，这三样你们都没有。
But God says to them, you do not have any of these three.
你们说你们有。
You say you have.
只不过是外面有。
Yet you only have it externally.
里面没有。
Within you have not.
你们有的不过是宗教的仪文。
What you have is only the ritual and religion.
你们以为那宗教的仪文可以使你们平静安稳。
And so you thought those religious rituals can give you peace and rest.
没有这样的事。
No, no such thing.
神不是看
God does not look at the rituals. He looks at the reality within. If you're not circumcised within to belong to God, if you do not have a sign within that you belong to God, that is remembered by God, then no matter what you do externally, they are meaningless. Brothers and sisters, all that is done externally are religious.
如果没有里面只有外面那就是宗教
Without reality within only external actions that is religion
那所以神在说到最末了的时候列国的人没有受割礼以色列人心中也没有受割礼
And so when it says for all these nations are uncircumcised and the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart
神说你们有律法
God says you have the law
你们以为律法是你们的那个护身符
You think that the law will protect you.
神在这里明明告诉他们
But God says clearly.
虽然你们有律法
Even though you have the law.
但是神所注意的
But what God takes note of.
不是你们有律法的这个事实
It's not the fact that you have the law.
神所注意的
But what he takes note of.
是你们活在律法里头的实际
If that you have the reality of walking within the law.
里面受了隔离
That you are circumcised within.
律法对你们来说就有
Then the law will have its function upon you.
你没有受隔离。
Without circumcision within,
律法在你们身上就不产生功用。
The law has no function in you at all.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当神让他的百姓被掳到外邦以前。
Before God allows for his people to be in exile,
先知跟他们说了许多的话。
He raises the prophet to speak many words to them.
那说到现在还没有说完神要说的话。
Now even at this point, God's words are not finished.
但是我们已经感觉神说的话已经很完全了。
Even now, we feel the word of God is very complete already.
还要神多说什么话？
What else can God say?
如果人不愚昧
if man is not foolish,
神说了这么许多的话已经很够了
even with so many words from God, it should be enough.
但是很可怜的光景
but a very pitiful condition.
神说了这许多的话
God has spoken so many words.
以色列人还是留在愚昧里
Israel is still in foolishness.
所以结果只好等待被掳的事实出现
So they can only await for the fact that they will be in captivity.
因为在底下在 第九章在 第十章的时候我们就说到就看到一件事情
Because in chapter 10 we see this thing.
神说我不这样我还能做什么
God says what else can I do
除了这样我还能做什么
What else can I do but this
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
人的愚昧
Man's foolishness
在神的面前
Before God
常常把神逼到一个地步让神做神不甘心做的事
Oftentimes forces God to do something he is so unwilling to do
那但愿我们看到犹大的光景我们也受
May it be that when we see the condition of Judah, we'll be warned.
我们不让神因着我们感觉伤痛。
We would not hurt God because of ourselves.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
叫我们不是只是知道从前的历史。
That we would not only know history.
也需要知道今天我们要有的警觉。
But also must take heed to the warning we must have today.